head over to the livestock side. I mean, we're not surprised in that they're saying wait for this cash towards the end of this week, but still dealing with a lot of definite high prices, and then that's getting passed on to the consumer.
Well, and I think what we're hearing is that at the retail level, we're hearing talk that the meat is really slowing down, that the retailer is either canceling some orders or stalling, or what do you want to say it, just trying to delay the shipment of the orders. And that says that demand has really slowed. So that's kind of weighing on the cash price, and packers aren't real aggressive to step up to the plate very fast. So we think at best the cash trade's about steady with last week. Offers are coming out starting maybe around 170, 268 in the dress. But all in all, we kind of wonder if we're not going to have a lower week at the end of this week.
Could we see the shift then to go to pork and poultry?
Well, I think we could, although if you look at the hog market, it's not real pretty today either. And if you look at butts and loins and I want to say hams, I think it was, those were, you know, basically kind of sluggish. And then you look at, in fact, there was very few cuts that were really aggressive here in yesterday's cutout. But that said, seasonally, hogs tend to pull back into November, and sometimes it can be as late as November 10th, 11th, or something like that before they put the final low in. And there's talk that the supplies are going to be pretty decent through November. And another thing, how much talk are we hearing about PED virus? Not much.
And hopefully that wanes off.
Yes, exactly. But that's also kind of lending itself to a negative attitude, I think.